Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday, April 10th, 2012 Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting. This is a work session and we are, we have only three items on our agenda. The first item on our agenda is item A1, follow-up report regarding Eubanks Road realignment options.
Marty, you make the staff report.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hope everyone's doing well. I will be relatively brief and then happy to try and answer any questions as needed. As you already know, I imagine, the town conducted a design workshop for the Northern Study Area, and the Durham Area Designers facilitated the workshop, and it's a public event sponsored by the town. And there was a report that was presented to the board in February 2012 with some follow-up actions assigned to the staff, one of which was to look at the intersection realignment for the Eubanks Road and Old NC 86 area. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, so yes, as of February, we were assigned to look at this intersection, look at possible alignments, and bring information back to you. So continuing along that, NCDOT, at the town's request, prepared four different alignments for consideration, and I have those as a slide that I'll get to in a minute if you want to talk about them individually. NCDOT's interest is primarily in improving safety at the intersection. They actually had plans to do an intersection improvement here about a year ago. It was in the last funding cycle, and the town requested that they hold off on that for purposes of this design workshop in case anything came out of the design workshop that would move it in one direction versus another. So alignment A is the option as of now that's expected to be constructed, and we can talk about that a little further as we move along. Again, funding is in place. They held over the funding from the last cycle to now. So it would be a DOT project. They would be doing all of the funding. And there is already a preliminary agreement in place between the property owner and DOT. This is a bit time sensitive because NCDOT has informed us that if it's not done during this cycle, they're going to be pressured to reassign the money to another project. There was also discussion, brief discussion of a traffic circle at the intersection with Old 86. And we've had preliminary discussions with DOT. No engineering work or anything of that nature has been done. But just at a glance on paper, it does look like a viable intersection for that type of treatment. That clearly, though, is not part of this project. The funding for that would have to be handled as a separate project. And would be a much more expensive project than they had endeavored to do as just a quick safety improvement. So the town, if we wish to pursue that, would need to, the board would need to direct staff to place that on the long-range transportation plan. And from there it goes through the steps accordingly and gets ranked and hopefully would eventually be constructed. So with that, I'll show you the four alignments here. Let me find the laser pointer. And to cut to the chase, so to speak, this is alignment A down near the bottom. It was found to be the most favorable alignment out of all the options in front of us for several different reasons. Just to keep this brief for now, the primary one being that it was actually the original, at least approximately, and I think almost exactly the original alignment that they had created before the workshop, and it kind of was presented during the workshop. Some of the concepts that came out of the workshop mirrored it in a almost identical way. It only involves one property owner. There are a few constraints. It maintains the intersection with Drummondland Road, and The pros and cons, as staff offered just as commentary, are in your package off to the left here. Some of the issues with the other three involved multiple property owners, no preliminary agreement of any sort in place as we're talking now. There are some wetlands up in this area. There's an old cemetery, and these alignments, for one reason or another, had fairly significant disadvantages. These concepts are here, again, if you wish to discuss them in the context of what you have in front of you tonight. Otherwise, I'm happy to answer questions, and I will go backwards, excuse me, leave it here if you have any questions. I'm happy to answer them. I should mention as well, Omar, the property owner, is here if you have questions of him. Yes, ma'am.
Is he related to, like, Omar the tent maker or, like, so Omar the property owner?
Mr. Zinn.
Mr. Zinn. If they were to do a roundabout, would that be in the same place as alignment A?
Yes, that was the context for the preliminary discussion we had with DOT, is that it would just be right in this area here.
And, yes. And the work that would be done on alignment A would be able to be incorporated I don't want to get into a discussion of roundabouts because we all have different ideas about them, but if a roundabout happened, it would be able to incorporate the work and the money that's already being spent on alignment A?
I believe so. I don't want to misspeak. NCDOT may be better suited to answer that, but I don't know of anything about this design that would preclude or end up as wasted infrastructure.
I would just hate to see the state spend money on something and then 5 years later come back and spend money on the same thing again.
Right.
But if it could be incorporated, that would be one less argument that I could have against it.
Lydia and then Dan.
Yeah, Marty, I know the impetus behind the realignment was partially due to safety concerns where the current Eubanks Road comes out, like right with the site distance coming mm-hmm. up, Old 86.
That's correct.
So I'm assuming that alignment A meets that safety feature. I mean, even as much as B, C, or D would, I guess.
That's correct. B, C, or D obviously move even further up, but NCDOT has determined that A is satisfactory. Meets their parameters for sidelines and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I want to suggest that rather than our making any kind of decision on the question of the roundabout this evening, that we refer it to TAB for next time they look at the Transportation Improvements Program, that they can basically discuss the merits of that and see if they want to make a recommendation to us in that regard.
That sounds like a good idea. I think I don't have anybody signed up, I don't believe, to speak on this. Omar, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
If you don't mind, I'll try to be brief. I know it's a closed session, but
can I just make one question? Is that an easement that would allow for a future roundabout? Do you know? At that intersection, you know, it comes out like that.
In other words, the way that it's drawn there for alignment A,
yes,
that gives you space to do that, or if that's a thought.
We did discuss that. Again, this is just kind of a superficial level, you know, no engineering involved. And I'd say it's unclear as of here and now whether the right-of-way line on the west side of Old 86 is sufficient to center the roundabout in the north-south corridor, but there is sufficient right-of-way, or would be if this does come to pass, to offset a roundabout. There are some examples out there of that now where right-of-way isn't sufficient on one side, so there's just a little curve in the road leading to the roundabout, if that makes sense.
And in fact, actually, the one that's on your map there is kind of that way
yes.
already.
Yes, you can actually kind of see that. That's correct.
To understand, you're saying that with that easement, it could be the offset version?
Exactly. If you look at that section and then look right here, obviously it's turned east-west,
right.
But it's fairly similar.
Okay. Cool.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Omar.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure.
Thanks, Mark. So just real briefly, thanks for, like I'm up here with you guys every week these days, but thanks for giving me the opportunity. Really, the, you know, DOT has funding in place, and last time I was up here before you guys speaking about this, you know, I just mentioned that I wanted your input. I don't have any agreement in place with DOT right now. I just want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to have an agreement in place while they have this funding in place, because in order for me to do something up there, we're going to need to have a safe intersection. And obviously, I'd much rather DOT fund that road realignment than me. So, you know, that's really all I want to say. I mean, I took part in all the studies, and the Northern Area Study Groups, and you know, as Marty said, there are several issues with the other alignments, mostly that they're on other people's properties. So, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them, but that's really all I wanted to say.
Parker Lewis LLC, the company that DOT would need one agreement with for alignment A, that's your company?
Yeah, it's myself and my brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you view this traffic circle, no traffic circle kind of issue at this point, Omar, if even you know enough to say?
Well, I've talked to Chuck at DOT, and there's not funding in place currently for the traffic circle. Mm-hmm. We discussed with Marty and Trish and Chuck, myself. We discussed the traffic circle. I'm fine with the traffic circle. I think a traffic circle is nice. It's aesthetically pleasing, as well as it moves traffic. You know, it'll be good when the landfill does close, and we'll eliminate a lot of that large truck traffic that a lot of people don't like to see. But, I mean, I like traffic circles. The simple fact right now is that Chuck has funding in place for this, mm-hmm. but not for, you know, not to design, survey, and create a roundabout. So that would be an additional future project.
Your property, you own how many different lots up there right now? Or you guys, whatever, have control over?
Well, I'll try and outline it. It's from here. I believe this one right here as well. Boom, 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 boom. Right up to here. And down here.
Okay.
Including this. Now, we don't own these two parcels right here.
Right.
But we also, in addition, own
one of
this them. This right here.
So one, two, three, four, five, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's approximately 27, 28 acres.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, Omar, what about, or maybe this is Mari, I don't know, once the road moves, what happens to the old right-of-way, like where the old road was?
The old right-of-way gets split up, gets divided back wherever the old property lines were. Most likely half will go here and half will go here.
Is any of that on the south side of the existing Eubanks Road? I mean, some of that on the south side of Eubanks Road has been developed as part of that, whatever it is, Drummo Land subdivision. But
this is an empty lot right here. Kelly Hunter's family owns.
Is that a single family? I mean, at least as currently?
It's a single lot.
Single lot, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about this one right here. This is the Hiskey property, their farm right there, 5-acre. Parcel right there, and there's several.
So that has presumably some level of development potential. The Hiskey property.
This does. They're not interested in selling at this current time or last time we spoke with them. And
okay.
I'm not currently looking to buy land these days.
Not too many people.
Looking
are.
To sell land, but no.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to think about how any of this affects the sort of developability of the Hiskey property in the future. The sewer line, there are no sewer lines up quite all the way into the area the map is showing.
No, the closest sewer line is back here behind the school right here.
Uh-huh.
And there's an easement that comes up this draw right here. Okay. There's an easement that gets to this road as well. There's water right here, and there's gas, and there's electric, which would be rerouted right here. Okay. in this road.
So it seems like, based upon what I'm seeing there, that the Hiskey property still has some future potential at some point for development, even if we move to alignment A. But the access is obviously all going to be off of Old 86.
The Hiskey property, yes. They have a driveway right here at the crest of the hill. And I'm sure Owassa would require me to, you know, with the
this, stub out in the right direction
to create an easement right here.
Yeah.
For sewer. Marty, is there anything you want to add? I don't mean to hog the stage.
That's okay. I think you've more or less talked through what I was going to say, and that is just that there was some discussion of that, and we recognized essentially any of these realignments would take away the access you're discussing. Alignment A at least maintains this intersection proximate to all this land, but
right. mm-hmm.
I understand the Hiskey property is one lot removed from that.
Right.
So yes, there is frontage. There would remain a frontage along Old 86. It was also discussed that it's conceivable that a development in this area might provide for another, you know, side road connecting in that direction.
What? Yeah, I mean, obviously it could be integrated in with mm-hmm. what the Zins or whoever eventually does there. Excuse me for one more second. So is there a residence at that Hiskey property right mm-hmm. now? And where is their current driveway access on Old 86?
Yes.
Old 86.
Okay. So this doesn't like close their current driveway.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So looking at some of these charrette drawings, I noticed one or two of them have buildings on that lower property, and there is a driveway coming off. So what are the chances of leaving that access? That one, for example, you see how it's got the like where the road is still there.
Right
so
there.
Right, that kind of entrance. So the idea of maybe not like covering that with grass, but rather keeping it. I mean, it'd save you perhaps some paving, you know, something to consider. Of course, keeping it a dead end.
Well, whenever this property is developed, right, whenever this property is developed, Sammy,
mm-hmm.
the number one, this property will have to access Eubanks kind of, you know, as far, we've talked with Chuck about that, kind of far off in this direction. So this is a good approximate entrance on Eubanks. But, you know, I can just tell you from being in the world of building that the whole grade here is most likely going to change. You know,
okay.
you kind of create a pad, you know, mm-hmm. and you create a level area. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to have, you know, whatever might go there, it won't necessarily maintain that grade to recycle that asphalt at that
okay.
grade level.
Sammy, were you just point of clarification? Were you trying to ask about the possibility of keeping the kind of existing
that,
intersection
right.
as additionally?
Yeah, I was thinking you could.
Because I think the issue,
that.
If I can, if y'all will forgive me
yeah.
for jumping up here. I mean, the real issue here is the way that I don't know if you can see those concentric rings of topography around this house that's
some
right
mountain.
Here, but. When you come up here, you're really coming up over a hill, and it's just as you crest over that hill, that's where that right turn is. And that's really the key concern is the way that this hill blocks your view of whether people are slowing down
right,
to take that right turn, or alternately
whether
people
suggesting,
are getting ready to the left.
I'm not suggesting keeping the intersection, but rather the road to that dead end.
I got
you're
you.
Talking about
I
the other
you're just saying right. the infrastructure
right.
to lead back in there. I see what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Marty,
yes.
I had a question for Marty. Marty, you alluded to the timeline being kind of tight. You know, and I like Dan's suggestion of referring this back to TAB. Is there the time to do that?
Well, no, just I was only suggesting the roundabout. We referred
the roundabout.
To
yeah,
not
yeah. this.
Yes.
So this
right,
can move
not
forward.
The alignment, but
that's
the roundabout.
Correct.
What is the timeline on this?
Omar, actually.
Now.
Well, they want to build it during the summer when there's no school. So he really wants an agreement in place, you know, late April, mid-May. And that's what, those are words from his mouth. And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Dan has suggested referring the roundabout question to the board, to the advisory board.
Yeah, that's included in my motion for attachment A.
Second. Okay, very good. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. Wait, actually, Omar, before you leave, I'm not really asking you this question, but just listen to the answer to this question before we leave this item. So DOT is saying that they think that an eventual roundabout at that intersection would be a considerable additional expense, which I can believe.
Yes.
Have any kind of numbers been thrown around? I mean, is $100,000, $1 million? I mean, what are...
I'm not aware of anything out there. I'll ask Trish or Jeff if they know something I don't.
You threw a number out. I don't remember it.
And I guess the question is, how do we get? I mean, I think this moves us down the right direction with all of this, and I think it's appropriate to ask the TAB to give us their thoughts on the specifics of a roundabout there. But I think it would be helpful for the board members to understand at what point would we really decide that issue or how would that ever get funded or that kind of thing, if you want to.
As Marty said, that a roundabout typically needs to be included in the TIP, the Transportation Improvement Program, to get funded, and projects in the TIP need to be in a long-range transportation plan to get funded. So there's this process for getting a major intersection improvement like that funded through NCDOT, generally, I think a cost estimate in the ballpark of $250,000 to $500,000
for roundabout. Okay. And we prioritize that along with our other TIP projects, so we might put it down the list, and the MPO would then put it even further down the list in terms of likely funding in the near future.
Yeah, last May was the last time the board submitted a local priority list,
right,
to the MPO, and that's the setting by which the town would submit a request for the roundabout, for it to be evaluated by the MPO.
So that'd be a question for sometime probably next year, or late this year, early next year somehow.
Yeah.
The state does their next two-year process for funding. I want to just throw it out there for thought that I'm by no means absolutely convinced that the right thing to do is a roundabout at that intersection. But I think that we ought to be looking at the question of, you know, I think the roundabout works really well at Eubanks and what is that called there? Lake Hogan Farm? Or anyway,
Lake Hogan Farm.
Lake Hogan Farm Road, the north end of the putative north end of Lake Hogan Farm Road and the and Eubanks. That traffic circle works really well there, I think. And, you know, as an alternative to looking at 4 and 5 lane profiles and that kind of thing, I think that approach is something that we ought to be looking at for the intersections all throughout the northern area. You know, Eubanks and Old 86, Eubanks and Rogers Road, Rogers and Homestead and Old 86, and maybe even like Homestead and the south end of Lake Hogan Farms Road, that you know, we might be able to create a very pedestrian and bicycle oriented kind of transportation infrastructure that still allows for a good level of motor vehicle flow, especially at peak hours through all of those areas. Anyway, I feel like at some point we ought to, whether it's systematically for the whole area as a part of the planning process that we're doing up there, or perhaps as we push forward, for example, one of the things that's already on our priority list, I believe, for transportation is bicycle and pedestrian improvements along Old 86 from, well, basically everywhere that they don't exist now. But one of the projects basically is from Calvander north to the edge of our jurisdiction, and that, anyway, what I'm trying to get at here is we really ought to maybe reconceive that project to say it's bike, ped, and motor vehicle improvements, and the motor vehicle improvements are these, would be maybe three traffic circles to replace existing traffic light at Homestead Road, and then also to do a traffic circle at one place I haven't mentioned is maybe Hogan Hills Road, is that the right name, and Old 86, whatever that intersection is, something. Anyway, I'm saying all this with no engineering qualifications whatsoever, but I'm just throwing it out there that I think that might be overall a way to I'm not convinced that it's absolutely right, but I feel like we ought to at some point explore as a board whether that could be a good option for Old 86 in general, or for that matter for all of the state maintained roads on the
and so rather than add a project, actually reconceive the existing project,
and we might along the way, if we even play our cards right, you might say we might even get DOT more interested in the bike and ped
by adding that magic word road improvements.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that idea out there. I think item 2A on our agenda is a public hearing on community development block grant funding for small business and entrepreneurial grant application proposals. Mr. Manager.
This item is related to our CDB project for the Roberson Street Sewer Project, and Annette Stone.